In the name of God, who is creator, redeemer, and sustainer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Maggie Foote. It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning. I am a priest and a church planter in our diocese. Most of my time, I'm working on planting a new congregation in Forest Park, which is, if you're not familiar, it's very northwest of Cincinnati, about 15 miles from downtown. And I spend a little bit of my time working as the missioner for Latino ministries for the diocese, which basically means that when churches or communities have interest or curiosity about what it might look like to reach out to the Latinos in their communities, I kind of get with them and talk to them about what that might look like and how they might move forward on that. So it's a great pleasure for me to be here this morning, especially on the day of Pentecost, because this is the day that we celebrate all the beautiful diversity of our world and the diversity of languages and tribes and cultures and people that we have among us. And we remember today that they're gifts to us and that they enrich our lives and that they show us another way of seeing God's face. When we encounter people who speak different languages and who have different customs and traditions, that's another way for us to see and understand our world and our God. So this is really meaningful for me to be here, and I thank you so much for being generous of spirit and allowing us to do some things in Spanish this morning. The name of my church in Forest Park is Espíritu Santo. It means Holy Spirit, which is in some ways a nod to the church that was there before, which was called Church of the Holy Spirit in Forest Park. But I wouldn't have just kept that name if it wasn't meaningful for who we are today and who we're growing into. So today's a big day for me personally and for the church. So I want to thank you for allowing me to be here with you. And also, what a blessing that you only have one service. Because, which I know you're maybe thinking like, oh, she's going to say she got to sleep in. Not true. I got up extra early and I was able to watch an entire Women's World Cup soccer game this morning before church. So thank you for that also. That was a blessing to me as a human being. I love this story of Pentecost and I love the way it was told this morning. I felt like while I was looking around and I felt like, wow, we are really in the room. And it really helps that we have almost 100% participation in wearing red today. I felt like there's a wind moving and there's a fire moving in this room and in this church. And that was such a beautiful retelling. However, I do want to read something from the Bible really quick. Because my whole sermon is about this one little part that not in there. So I feel like we really set the scene. We really, like, we're feeling in the moment. And the part that I really want to home in on is Peter's speech to the crowd, right? There's crazy stuff going on. People have fires. We heard it. We all pictured it in our minds, right? The people bust out from these doors, and they're ready to greet the world. They're speaking all these different languages. They've just had this kind of, like, shockingly terrifying but also cool and mysterious thing that's happened to them, which is like, if you've ever encountered God, that's kind of how it is, right? It's shockingly mysterious and pretty cool. So just like he was saying, Peter steps up to bat. He's like, I'm gonna like take one for the team and try to like convince the people or talk to the people about what's going on here. And this is what he says in the last, and he's quoting from the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. This is what Peter says to the people, and he's again quoting from the prophet Joel. And I think any other year, any other time I was asked to preach on Pentecost, I would have focused more on the beauty and diversity of God's world that God has created. It's such a big part of my life and my ministry to celebrate different languages and cultures and different people and expressions of the divine. And if I hadn't prepared and if I hadn't actually reread the readings, that's probably what I would have talked about. But as it happens, I did read the readings again this week before coming here. And I was so struck by this notion of prophecy, right? The gift of the Spirit, among the many gifts that the Spirit brings to us, is this gift and also responsibility of prophecy, right? The Spirit gives us this beautiful power, and it rushes through us like a wind and fire. But hidden deep within that power is a responsibility to be prophets in our own time, in our own world. And I can't think of a time in the world's history that needs prophets more than right now. Jesus says, I'm going to send to you the Holy Spirit. I'm going to send an advocate for you. And that Spirit empowers us, and it blesses us with a diversity of skills and gifts for ministry and for being part of the family of God. And the Spirit is what kind of like emboldens us to act in the world. And the Spirit is also what calls us to be prophets. And Walter Brueggemann, I'm paraphrasing here, but he says that prophets are people who lament the world as it is, but can see a hope for the future the way it could be, right? And that's what Jesus' whole ministry is about. Jesus comes to earth and he talks about the kingdom of God, and he tells us over and over and over again, like, this is messed up, what's happening here, but there's another way. There's a different way that we can move forward. And the Spirit is asking us to participate in that calling out and being prophets in our own time and calling out the injustices. And so when I read that and I was like, I'm going to St. James, this is awesome because they are doing it. Like, St. James, you are prophets in our diocese and you are prophets in our world and in your own community here in Westwood and the other surrounding areas where you come from. And so I want to, well, first commend you on that, but also I want to use today, the day of Pentecost, to remind you that that's our work and that's our call. And it's really, 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 really hard. And you know that. You're doing it. You know it's hard. But I'm going to put you on the spot anyway, right? This is what I do in my own church. I don't have any sermon that I don't ask questions. So, first question, and only question, actually, is what are...
Oh, sorry.
I was like, what is she looking for?
No.
Right? So yes, God calls us and the Spirit empowers us to be prophets in our own midst. And so where are the injustices that you see around us? And I'm asking for, this is not a rhetorical question. This is actually, I want you to like say stuff back to me. So what are some of the injustices that we see in our communities? And it can be on a national scale in the news, or it can be locally here in where you live and work. Homelessness, yep. Education disparity. The refugee crisis, is that what you said? And the imprisonment of refugees, yeah. Racism. Anti-Semitism.
Anyone who goes to bed at night hungry.
Anyone who goes to bed at night hungry. What? Islamophobia. Mm-hmm. Homophobia. Income inequality. Yeah.
That pretty well covers.
Yeah, that basically covers a lot of ground. There's a lot of nuanced things, but they all fall under those general categories, right? And what a gift that you've been given by the Holy Spirit to be able to see those things. And it's hard and it's painful to look around at our world and know that everyone doesn't have the same opportunities and everyone isn't afforded the same respect and dignity that maybe some of us are afforded. But that's a gift from God, that you're able to see that. Our God, the God that we worship, is not unacquainted with grief and death and struggle and pain. And it's God's gift to us that we're able to see that in the world, not because it makes us better, but because it fires us up to change. And God's power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. That's from the Book of Common Prayer. You can quote that.
And the Bible.
What? So what a gift that you are to your communities and this community of faith is to the wider community of Westwood, that you can open your eyes and you can see the blessings and the beauty of diversity in our communities, but you can also see the pain and the struggle and the injustice. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. Am I right? Mm-hmm. And God calls us, and this day of Pentecost is about us being given the power in the Holy Spirit to be able to see those things and then to be fired up to work on changing them. And that's the way we carry on Jesus' ministry through our lives. And yes, it's about loving our neighbor and all those beautiful, wonderful things that Jesus talks about, but it's also about calling out what's wrong and believing that it can be better. If we just call out what's wrong and we don't have the hope that resurrection gives us and the hope that being part of the body of Christ gives us, then we're just a bunch of Debbie Downers, right? But we can see it and we know that it's wrong, but we also have hope and believe deep down inside of us because we're resurrection people that it can be better, right? That Jesus has shown us through his ministry and that the Spirit has opened our eyes to see that this world can be better. And I want to close with an actual quote, not a paraphrase from Walter Brueggemann, because no one can talk about prophets better than him, in my opinion. The task of prophetic ministry is to nurture, nourish, and evoke a consciousness and perception alternative to the consciousness and perception of the dominant culture around us. This is our call as the church. This is our call as members of the body of Christ that we remember especially today on the day of Pentecost, that our prophetic ministry is about changing people's minds and hearts to know that there's a better way and there's a different way, and that the injustices that aren't just the facts of life. They aren't just the way things are. They can be changed if we believe and we have hope that they can be changed. And you all, St. James Westwood, are on the path, and you are prophets among us in your communities and in the diocese, and I thank you for that. And I want to just encourage you that this is a gift. Prophetic ministry might feel like a burden sometimes. It's hard work, but it's a gift not only to ourselves but to the church and to the world. And so I want to encourage you and ask for God's strength over all of us to be prophets. And if you don't mind, I want to close with a short prayer. Spirit of love, Spirit of power, Spirit of faithfulness, thank you for coming among us and opening our eyes to what's hard and what's broken and the injustice of the world. Thank you that you walk with us and you move around us and you call us into being something more, something better. Make us always aware of your presence and keep us ever mindful of our responsibilities as prophets to be the ones who call out the world as it is and the brokenness in the world, but also the ones who proclaim hope for a better way, a better future. Amen.